Here we go.
Saturday, July 13th.
Coming to you on time, live, and in the grove. It's Chimp.
Crawling out of the swamp, I am Captain Crunch.
Saturday Night Live is back. Live. Saturday Night Lit is back.
Don't sue us, Fountain Blue Hotel.
Don't sue. Ah, fuck them.
Wow. Coming in strong, Chimp.
Makes me think of that damn plane that flies around the house. Oh, Louvre. So I think T.I. is playing tonight.
Oh, wow.
Or
I've never seen this plane.
Really?
Screw them, though. Yeah.
Oh, look out I'm your window.
I wouldn't be able to see it. Can't see much out my window, unfortunately. I do have like a nice view of like several treetops, which is kind of cool. I'd rather look at treetops than my neighbor's windows. So, you know, it's working out.
But
as
it's
these
funny
trees get bigger.
Because the plane is always facing the east.
Like the beach and
Yeah, the sign is always facing the east.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how you doing, Chimp? How's your week been?
Great.
Yeah?
Like that new sound effect?
Mm-hmm. Have you been paying attention to the news at all?
News? What news? What happened? Who died? Who's dying?
Wow. You're pretty close. We can talk about it later.
Uh-oh.
So since you don't know, I'm not going to reveal it. If you knew, I figured we'd have to talk about it right off the bat. But since you don't, I can surprise you later. And then no one,
the suspense,
no one cheat.
Oh my God.
No one cheat in the chat, please. Please don't, please don't tell him what happened.
Don't tell me unless you want to boost in. If you want to boost in on a modern podcast, podcast app, podcastapps.com.
Yeah. Make sure you boost Saturday Night Lit with the two characters on the front, not the one with the volcano. I doubt that one's value for value enabled anyways.
I wonder if the Saturn dashboard still works. Anyway, continue.
Interesting questions. So today,
what wild ride are you going to take me on today, Brunch?
Oh man! First, we're just going to do the mundane stuff.
Okay.
So
I take a nap.
So I was met up with the director today to dub lines for the Bitcoin Executor.
Bro, I was thinking about this today.
Oh,
I'm
yeah?
like, what happened to that movie? I thought Brunch was a star. Like, where's the residuals?
I don't think I'm ever going to get residuals, but
Mark.
but
That's
I might
so
get.
Funny.
Like, so the movie's in, I guess it's still in, is it in post?
Don't do that.
Excuse me. It's my personality. I'm expressing myself.
Well, stop expressing yourself on the mic.
So,
I had different buttons.
So I have two scenes in the movie and it pretty much, it took us like 5 hours to dub the, like the four lines I have in this one scene.
Oh, you were doing the overdubs?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, he would like play and we did it in chunks, right? Like even though the scene is maybe 10 seconds long, we did it in like 3 second chunks or something. And, so I would watch it over and over to try to get like the pace and
the timing, all that.
The timing. And then
like,
I would start
it's
saying,
like recording.
Yeah, exactly. It's like recording, but but you have to follow like these visual cues because what I say has to match up with what my voice is doing in the movie. So it's kind of a fun challenge. It's really fun. It's a little frustrating. It can be pretty damn boring just repeating the same line over and over again. Some of the lines were kind of funny. So like repeating them over and over again, it's a little bit like affirmational, which was kind of cool. But some of the lines were just, it was tough. But Christopher, he's a really nice guy. He's really like a really encouraging director. He, you know, he's patient and gentle. So I'm glad that he popped my movie cherry.
Are we still talking about the movie?
So in a few weeks, probably I'll record the lines for the second scene and yeah, it's probably still going to be a while before the movie comes out because, you know, just distribution is kind of complicated and I understand, especially like having watched the whole Dirty Coin thing and
they're paying you in Bitcoin, right? Sats per hour.
Something like that. Yeah.
What? Sats per hour.
Not sats. Per
that's
hour,
that's a good show title. Sats per hour.
It is a good show title, but no, I'm just like on a daily kind of thing. Honestly, I would do it for free, but I'm happy he pays me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what? I get to be in a Bitcoin movie. Hell yeah. Count me in. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see the movie when it finally comes out. I will be excited to share the movie with people. I think it's going to be like the movie sort of tells the journey of the main character as he is forced to learn about Bitcoin, even though like everything about, you know, like everything about his life tells him that he shouldn't learn about Bitcoin and that he should ignore Bitcoin and that Bitcoin is bad. But he's forced to learn about it, and it parallels the potential journey of the audience member who maybe doesn't know about Bitcoin. But what are you doing?
I'm trying to find this damn song you want me to play.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's what you're doing, because I don't want you to spoil the show.
I have a lazy eye, so if it doesn't look like I'm paying attention to you, I am. It's just my eyes.
I mean, you admitted you're looking for this song, so I know that you're not paying attention to me. But yeah, so look for the Bitcoin executor in...
I was going to ask, so how is he forced to learn about Bitcoin? You're building suspense here.
It's the plot of the movie, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I got an insider here. I want to get a little more information.
Well, all the more I could tell you is that... So the main character is a, like, mainstream Keynesian economist. And he's a teacher at a university... And one of the other teachers at this university is an Austrian economist who is also into Bitcoin.
So it's a love story.
Oh, definitely. There's definitely a love story in there. And so the Austrian economist somehow sends the mainstream Keynesian economist on an adventure that forces him to learn about Bitcoin. I know some more of the details, but I really don't want to reveal too much about it.
That's enough. That gives me, it satisfies my knowledge hole.
Yeah. Well, so the scene that we were overdubbing today, there was a little bit of pressure to get that one done because a part of that scene is featured in the trailer that he's you know, releasing for the film.
Ooh, when does that come out?
Well, so that should be played before Dirty Coin in Nashville.
Oh, nice.
You know, next week during the Bitcoin conference.
Hey, I better get your autograph now. Can you sign my Roadcaster?
Yeah, so, you know, that should be a pretty good showing. Like, Dirty Coin has not, you know, like, it's not officially released. It's on pre-release now, so she's doing private screenings of the film to kind of, as she works her way towards some kind of a distribution either plan or strategy or like contract maybe. I know it's been tough. She's been working really hard to try to find people who are willing to like carry that show to an audience. And it's difficult. So I wish her good luck, but having seen that, I know that it's going to be tough for Christopher with the Bitcoin executor as well. So that's probably the biggest reason why there's going to be a delay in being able to see the movie, is that it's just going to take a while for it to get distributed.
I know I told you I was looking for the song, but I'm looking at pictures of dogs.
Oh my God, bastard. Whose dog is that?
That's Marcus's dog.
Oh, that's cute. So
I missed the little guy.
So I've got,
move away.
I've got good news. I have got good news.
Good news.
So from now on, if you want, you could call me Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Papa Tango. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Papa Tango. KQ4TPT.
Wow. That just rolls off the tongue. Wow.
So I have been issued a call sign by the Federal Communications Commission for having passed my ham technician certification test.
Wow. You get like a little icon badge, lapel.
In my car, I can show you my license. I printed it out and got it laminated.
Oh, it's like one of those little like ones you put in your wallet, like your high school diploma.
I guess so, kind of. Yeah, I'm supposed to have that on me whenever I am broadcasting. Whenever I'm not broadcasting, because you're not allowed to broadcast on amateur. Whenever I am transmitting. So that's one of the things I always got to remember. Is that
if like, not the FCC is going to knock on your door, sir, let me see your license.
if they somehow know that I don't have it on me. Yeah, theoretically, because I told you last week, right? Like they don't need a warrant to search you. So
the FCC doesn't.
Yeah, the FCC. They don't need a warrant to inspect a radio in the United States.
Wow.
I have a feeling it wouldn't surprise me if the Chevron thing ends up screwing with that.
No,
because that's the kind of thing that Chevron is like. That's, you know, the FCC, the courts defer to them, right? Like to their professional judgment. But now maybe someone's going to sue them and be like, nah, get a warrant.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you. You should.
I don't think so.
Yeah, man, fight the power. Come on, where's the anarchists?
The less I have to deal with
complacency kills the anarchists,
the better. It's funny that you mention anarchy because there's been a big debate on Bitcoin Twitter this week about...
It's full of show titles today. Complacency kills the anarchist.
That's too long.
I know, but I still like the way it sounds. Maybe I'll put it on a shirt. That's a good shirt thing.
So one of the big debates on Bitcoin Twitter this week has been... So there is a Bitcoin Core developer, at least one, but there's one in particular who they're talking about now that is a trans female. And so some Bitcoiners are, you know, taking a stand to say like, you know, oh, like if this person is so, you know, mentally unstable that they're trans, like how can we trust them to...
Is that how they also feel about Lynn Alden?
This is... What discussion are you having right now?
I feel like Lynn Alden is probably trans, but does everyone hate Lynn for that?
Do we have to? I mean, I don't know whether Lynn Alden
I don't
is
know
or
either,
is
but
not
it's,
trans.
It's to the point where people would question it and be mad about it like that. So are they giving Lynn crap, but instead they're giving this? Like, is there another reason why this person is being hated on?
The difference between Lynn Alden and a Bitcoin Core developer is that a Bitcoin Core developer is contributing code to Bitcoin Core.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just...
The argument is that because they're trans or mentally unstable, so they might be fucking shut up. Like what's the argument?
I don't, that they might be like poisoning the Bitcoin code with their like mental illness.
Okay.
And so then you have other people who are coming and being like, no, like open source software is a meritocracy and probably every single software you use has some code that was contributed by someone whose beliefs you would find abhorrent.
Right.
And I kind of agree with that too. And then the response to that was like, Bitcoin is not a meritocracy. It's a popularity contest. And, that's pretty much where it left off. Like Bitcoin Mechanic released some video last night, I think, like 1 a.m. And it was just like, yeah, Bitcoin's not a meritocracy. And I agree that Bitcoin is not a meritocracy. But the reason why this whole thing started is that I think that Bitcoin is an anarchy. It's not a, it's not a meritocracy. It's an anarchy. So whatever we do is what goes. Whatever we decide is what happens. And that's the great thing about Bitcoin. If you think that a bunch of woke, gender ideology infested human beings are spoiling Bitcoin, then you are very welcome to fork the shit and start your own blockchain. Go for it, Anon, Nim, Proud Boy, whatever.
So, yeah, that sucks. I mean, you can focus your energy on other shit.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, there has been kind of this ongoing discussion, argument, debate situation
like
where...
Until that person starts shooting shit up, like, I don't see the... Are they, like, very vocal about...
I don't know.
Up until now, you didn't even know they existed.
I knew that Ava Chow existed.
Are they recently, like, transitioned?
I don't know. It's like I don't want to talk about the person so much as just like the phenomena of people kind of virtue signaling and freaking out and snowflaking.
Right, but I'm trying to figure out if there's like a catalyst, if something happened that now is on the table, maybe something not even related to their whatever.
Uh-oh.
Their status.
We may not be live. We may
Sounds
not
like
be
an
live.
Old show. Uh-oh. Panda! We just hurt ourselves. Remember you all talking about sit-to-stand desks. We are definitely not talking about that.
I don't get it.
Dag nabbit.
Something seems to be wrong with... Oh, something seems to be wrong. Let me... Stop broadcasting.
Stop the presses.
Let me start broadcasting. Let me stop. Something went wrong here. Something's going on with the connection here. Let me close. Well, we're not live, so.
We're recording.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Well, I mean, you can cut this out in post. All right, so we should be back now. Can someone confirm if we're back now?
Panda, 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 panda. What's interesting is that it's playing an old Saturday Night Live episode and not something else.
It's not on your playlist, though?
Now I hear you. Yeah. So you
okay.
Can-
yeah, something weird just happened that for some reason the Rocket broadcaster was not like receiving the audio anymore. Okay, so we're sorry for anything you missed. You didn't really miss anything too important for those few minutes. I think I have long believed, and I continue to believe, that we need more developers developing for Bitcoin. We need more competition for attention in the Bitcoin space. We need more implementations of Bitcoin. I think that the idea of Bitcoin Core is a weakness and a target of attack. And so we need to get rid of Bitcoin Core, and we need to have more anarchy. We need to have more anarchy.
What do you mean by that? I don't understand.
So when Bitcoin was originally implemented and released, they didn't have this concept of Bitcoin Core. There was some notion that, like, whatever Satoshi was releasing is the, so to speak, official Bitcoin. But there was no, like, this is the official version of Bitcoin. Whereas when he handed it off to Gavin Andreessen, or whatever the guy's name is,
Newsom,
he created the Bitcoin Core structure, if I understand correctly. This is like a part of Bitcoin history that I need to go into more. So there's just kind of like this gravity and this reputation that has coalesced around the Bitcoin Core project. Even though Bitcoin is an open source, voluntary, permissionless, blah, 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 you know, like all that stuff. So the idea of there being this kind of gated community of Bitcoin Core.
Found it. Sorry.
Oh, great.
Thanks forever.
So the fact that there is like this kind of gated community, and the fact that people keep, whether it's legitimate or not, right? Because it's very possible that people are just egotistical and butthurt, and that's why they're complaining. But they're complaining that decisions, like coding decisions, are being made based on like social relationships as opposed to the merit of the code itself. And so, you know,
can you give an example?
Well, the biggest, most like prominent example today is ordinals. So Luke Dashier says that he has been complaining about a specific aspect of the policy of Bitcoin Core. So not the consensus, but their policy, that he's been complaining about it for a long time. And the way that they explain it is that the other core devs didn't think it was important. So they didn't like argue against what Luke was saying. They didn't say that Luke was wrong. They just said that it wasn't important and they didn't need to address it. But supposedly this thing that he had been complaining about is one of the reasons why ordinals exist. So if they would have fixed it when he would have complained about it, then ordinals wouldn't be possible and it wouldn't be an issue today. So that's like the kind of thing that they're arguing that people are making decisions basically like, oh, like you're not cool, so we're not going to waste time like listening to what you're arguing for, and we're going to focus on what we think is important. And that's a problem in open source technology. So that, you know, that's just.
But like you said, the more developers you have doing their thing, they're going to break away from that, what's the word? Oligarchy.
Yeah.
Developers.
That click, that mindset, that paradigm. Yeah. So I do hope, because a lot of people are afraid. A lot of people are afraid that the ordinals and inscriptions and the runes and basically bringing the shit coins to Bitcoin, it makes them afraid for the future of Bitcoin, because they're worried that Bitcoin will never be able to develop as a better money, because it's always just like a speculative asset marketplace. I don't concern myself so much for that kind of thing. All right. So last week at
Well, are they expecting it to happen like in the next couple of years or?
Well, I don't know. People don't know. Panda, you gotta give it time. All right. You gotta give it time. Panda.
We're getting to
everything. Don't worry, Panda. All right. I want to surprise Chimp.
You're trying to surprise me?
Because Chimp doesn't pay attention to the news. So
what news?
I'm getting through all of like the domestic stuff first, and then I'm going to go to the news stuff in just a minute.
Hey, Panda, you didn't tell us that Trump was in Doral the other day.
Yeah, he did. Didn't he? Oh, he didn't mention it in the room, but I think he mentioned it somewhere else. So anyways, so last week at Bitcoin Brunch, we had a unplanned, unexpected, random special guest. We had a guy who is running for Senate who was eating at the restaurant while we were there. And as he was like getting ready to leave, like one of his...
Is this at brunch?
Yeah, this is at brunch. It's a guy named Dr. Rod Joseph. So he's a Haitian
Joseph
veteran. I'm not really sure what his doctorate is from, but it's Rod Joseph for USSenate.com if you want to look up his platform. So one of his aides was... One of his aides was passing out like little pamphlets. So since she was passing out pamphlets, we were like, oh, well, why don't we just talk to the guy? He's right here.
Rodney.
Yeah. So we got him to kind of hang out with us for like, he was like with us for an hour and it was funny. He's a Democrat. He's one of like seven Democrats who were all running for the same seat. So he was a really nice guy. He's a veteran.
Yeah.
I think he said he was a congressional aide also for someone. He seemed like a nice guy. I got to wonder maybe if he's like the Democrat primary for the Senate is really complicated. You've got this woman named like Debbie Mukarsel Powell, and she's probably going to like eat up most of the like Latino vote, which is a big vote in Florida.
Is it?
Yeah. And then this guy, Rod Joseph, he is one of like two or three Haitians who are running. So I feel like that's going to divide the Haitian vote up a lot. But he was a really nice guy. He was very open-minded and willing to talk to us and listen to us.
About Bitcoin?
Yeah. About Bitcoin, about economics. He was willing to talk and listen. So that was cool. It's always cool to see that from a candidate, from a politician, from someone who wants to represent the public.
How nice. What a nice young man.
Yeah. 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 So now let's move on to current events.
You're running through this, aren't you? You're usually ranting by now.
So, you know, I want to talk about Biden, and there's plenty to continue talking about Biden.
Biden?
Yeah. But
what'd he do?
Well, he didn't do much. He doesn't do much anymore. But because of that, right? Like, so it's kind of funny. Biden, he's got this image now where he's this frail old man, like this, you know, everyone's starting to like see this perspective of like, he's, you know, the elder abuse. Like, why is this guy working instead of hanging out with his grandkids?
They're starting to see it or starting to talk about it?
Well, you know, the people who are refusing to see it are starting to see it. And I do want to talk about that. But so given these circumstances, it seems like it's kind of complicated for Trump to, like, he can't really attack Biden right now. Because, like, what are you supposed to say? Like, oh, my opponent is a frail old man. It's just, it's kind of, you know, it's not...
And he hasn't for the most part.
Yeah. He's,
like someone shut him up.
No, I think that Trump has, because there's so much material that Trump could be pulling out. Like, I mean, he could be making fun of Biden's frailty so much. But so I feel like it's kind of, maybe it's just him being a somewhat decent human being that he doesn't go down that route. But
no.
So it creates a complicated circumstance. Like, so what could happen for Trump to somehow take the attention away from Biden and this, like, just this total meltdown of the Democrat Party? How could Trump make it about him again? What, like, can you think of what could possibly happen? What could possibly, you know, what do you think?
He transitions.
No. What realistically?
I'm trying to go with a theme here.
You know, like
you missed the first 10 minutes, Pina. We were talking about trans. What could he possibly do? I don't know. He goes to Gaza and he like picks up some little kid.
No, but like, so what
he
if
he adopts a Gazan?
No, that would be close. Right. But what, so what if
Gazanian?
Trump was somehow a victim?
A victim of elder abuse?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So at a campaign rally today in Pennsylvania,
Scranton, that's what it was.
Reports that a sniper on a roof shot at Trump, hit him in the ear, killed someone behind Trump.
Now this is getting good. What? It happened today?
This happened this afternoon. There are pictures of Trump surrounded by a bunch of Secret Service with blood all over his face and like holding his fist up. And he's and he's screaming at the microphone. He's saying, fight, fight, fight.
I needed a moment to absorb that information. I spent half a day in a car without any AC.
So, you know, my condolences to any injured parties, to someone, you know, someone apparently lost their life. There is a report from the BBC. They interviewed an eyewitness who said that him and his friends were pointing at the shooter for several minutes before the shooting happened. The eyewitness claims that him and his friends all, you know, saw this guy crawling across a roof with a rifle in his hands, and they're all screaming and pointing at the guy and telling the cops about the guy, and the cops didn't do anything, and the Secret Service didn't do anything, and then shots were fired, and then apparently they blow the guy's brains out, the shooter.
Oh, man, so we can't identify him.
He said...
I wouldn't be surprised if it's a freaking false flag.
Oh, you know, of course, that's like my first, like the fact that Trump was angry instead of scared or shocked is a little, you know, and the fact that the Secret Service and the police didn't do anything that, about this shooter.
That to me is more relevant.
But yeah, as Panda says, Biden is done. Biden was done.
Yeah.
But this is the only, like, now they found a way to take Trump from being the only viable candidate to now being like a victim of a violent crime that they're going to blame absolutely on progressives. This guy is going to be.
I don't think it changes anything.
It definitely does because.
I really don't think it does.
You know, it does it. It only radicalizes Trump supporters more.
But like they're always like, I think the issue is getting people to vote for Biden. This isn't going to get more people to vote for Biden.
Yeah. But is it going to get more people to vote for Trump?
No.
Yeah. I don't think so
either.
But what it does though, is it's going to mean that people are going to stop talking about Biden and that whole thing. And they're going to talk about Trump and his whole thing.
They are now saying the teleprompter got shot and Trump hit by glass.
Maybe, but it looks
because Trump hates teleprompters. That's why.
Well, if you look at the pictures, it looks like basically above his right ear. It looks, you know, it looks bloodied. It looks tender. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know if he actually got shot or maybe they had some little ketchup packet under his wig that blew up. I don't know exactly. But you've got, you know,
I don't think it's fake though. Cause like, I think the Trump campaign.
Well, someone definitely got shot. Like there
for sure, someone's dead.
There's another. There was an emergency room medic who was trying to take care of a guy who was shot in the head.
Because if it was close, I would say okay, maybe they would go to these lengths. But I don't feel like it's close. I feel like Biden's definitely done. Like
oh yeah,
like done. Like he's not gonna be there in November. He's not.
Well, And, you know, he can still be there in November. There's nothing guaranteed. And, you know.
Well, that's my prediction.
Yeah. And so I definitely want to talk about this. So, I was alluding to it earlier. You have these people who I call them worshipful Democrats. Like they are people who they need to be told what to think. And the only person who can tell them what to think is the Democrat Party. It's the only person that they're going to trust is the Democrat Party, whatever that means.
Yeah, how everyone just flipped on a dime.
Yeah, and so even though independents and Republicans and conservatives have been saying for years that Biden is senile and he's not all there and he should not be running the country, it took the debate for some reason for it to, for it to be displayed in public, in a public way that no one could deny because it was a 90-minute debate. Even, so you heard about the George Clooney letter.
And the meme.
So George Clooney pens this letter. And the thing about the letter is that he's admitting that 3 weeks before the debate that he already saw that Joe Biden was like not there at this fundraiser that he did. So why is it that George Clooney waited until, so there's this whole thing is being orchestrated in a way where, did I say this last week where I'm wondering if Joe Biden might be acting?
No.
So I wonder if Joe, I don't think it, I don't believe it, but why not? Right. He's a politician. He's been pretending his whole life. So maybe he's just pretending to be senile.
No, it's too good. It's too good.
It is very good. It is very good. But I don't know. It's just the amount of chaos that is happening right now is totally unbelievable. Like it's absurd and it's insane what the Democrat Party is doing right now and what they're allowing, what they've allowed to happen. They didn't have any debates in their primary. They shut RFK out. They've done everything they can to thumb their nose at democracy or the concept of democracy. And now
they're left without options after they can, after their wonder child.
But at the same time, like I think one of the things that's happening right now is in a way this situation is a litmus test. It's a litmus test for who supports Biden and who supports a certain narrative and a certain strain of power and who doesn't. And I think we're going to see that play out because there's still people to this day who are saying, Joe Biden won the primaries and, he is the presumptive nominee.
There was no primary. There was, but like not really.
It was a fake primary.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing. So the Democrats are in a very bizarre and absurd situation. And I don't know what's going on. But one thing I thought of today,
Captain Brunch needs to endorse Trump now.
Never going to happen.
Honestly, I think we should all vote for breakfast. Breakfast.
How dare you?
Think about it. It's like,
we need that clip of what's Greta. Her face? Greta saying, how dare you?
Instead of, if you have someone to vote for them. But if you want to vote, but you don't like the candidates that are there, instead of not voting, vote for breakfast. Literally, write in breakfast. It's kind of like a protest vote.
Yeah, I get it.
But not the hidden kind, but actually stands out. Yeah.
I think that if you wanted to do a protest vote, I would recommend voting for RFK, just because I think it's only if RFK gets, like a sizable vote, let's say 15-20% of the vote. It makes no difference politically, but it's going to disillusion a bunch more people, which is unfortunately what we need. We need people to realize that the system is corrupt and that there is no hope for it, and we need to move on or move along or move past it.
And there's an agent of chaos. No, I don't like that because you're still working within the system.
But it's not, there's nothing, there's no work though. Like a vote for RFK is a vote for nobody. Like it's not going to go anywhere. Didn't I talk about this last week about how like Ross Perot had gotten 19% of the vote and then they just totally kicked him out of the next set of debates. So there's no, like nothing's going to change except for us and our minds and the way that, that we see the world. So if more people can wake up and, shall we say, decouple from the system and, you know, maybe join us Bitcoiners or
and people should wake up and eat the breakfast, smell the breakfast,
wake up and break that fast.
Breakfast works for you.
So why don't we have a quick break with that song? So this was a spoof track that Chimp and I wrote a few years ago during the pandemic. And this was a duet that I did with someone and I included every,
I thought that was the coolest part. It was like someone, like, where did she live? Like Utah or something? I don't know where she lived, but.
Yeah, she was like studying to become a mountain ranger.
Yeah, and she did it.
Park ranger, yeah. Dame Geek Squared, right? Isn't that what it was? And so this, I included pretty much every single COVID meme that I could think of into the lyrics of this song. This is a spoof of Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. It's called Pfizer in My Dreams.
Hit play. This one's for Panda.
Boost!
Wow. May, what's that? June
2021. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Like that's when, around when I started doing Bitcoin Brunch. 2021 was an important year in my life.
When you woke up and smelled the breakfast, smelt it.
Yeah. When I woke up from Pfizer in my dreams, every night I sleep.
So she lived halfway across, a full way across the country, two thirds of the way across the country. And she recorded that with like these little earbuds. And like the first time I was like, oh my God, there's so much noise. Can you ask her to re-record it? And she's like in the closet doing it. But it came out good.
Yeah, decent. it was for fun. And we had fun.
And gave her a breathy voice.
Yep. So.
And it was played at when they did their little like that collection of songs.
Oh yeah?
It was a part of one of those special shows.
Nice. I would, record that again one day, maybe if the opportunity arose.
If Dolly Parton said, you know what, Brunch? I've always wanted to do that song. I heard it once on the No Agenda show.
So so there's another aspect of this Biden thing that's kind of got me curious or skeptical. It's, I asked this question, why would all these Democrats be freaking out about Biden if the election is rigged? Like, if the election's rigged, what does any of this shit matter?
Why would... Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, who cares?
Well, they're not all read in.
Yeah, that seems like what it must be, right? Like, they're not read in. Or, you know, Or maybe the election's not rigged. I don't know. Because like, how could all these people not know? Who knows? Who knows? A lot of people just very wishfully hope that that America will rise again. So Andrew Heaton had a very interesting, he had an interesting take on how this could play out.
Was that the big news? Trump getting shot?
Yeah, that's pretty big news, okay. Don't you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he's the first president that's been shot since Ronald Reagan.
I thought you were going to say either Biden dropped out or Biden is in a coma. Biden in a coma, I know. It's serious.
Well, there was something last week that was supposedly like something had happened while he was in a plane, but nothing ever came of that. So that was just, you know, fake news, I guess. Fake news. So Andrew Heaton suggests that maybe Kamala Harris comes out and does like a press conference.
Wish I had like a vomit sound.
So imagine Kamala Harris holds a press conference,
uh-huh,
and then basically says, this is what Andrew Heaton suggests, that she says that either Joe Biden steps down or she will step down.
Wrong one, damn it.
Let's try it again. Or she will step down. Oh my God, you suck at this. Is that the one you wanted?
Yeah.
Wow. So if you think about it.
I have a limited palette here. There's only 8 buttons.
If she were to give an ultimatum like that, that would be very problematic for Biden, because you're talking about like him potentially losing the black vote, and he can't win if he loses the black vote. So,
I mean, does she really have the black vote?
I don't know if she has the black vote, but he won't have it if she resigns.
I think she has the black pundit vote.
Maybe. I mean, I think.
Oh, look at the picture.
Yeah, this was, you know, he was doing this rally in like a rural area without a lot of stuff going on. And somehow, like, they didn't see this guy, you know, crawling over a building.
They're probably drunk. Cut him some slack. Did you see his son?
No, this is like, as you said, it was a false flag of some kind.
His son is starting to pop up now. He's 18.
Who?
Trump's son.
Barron?
Mm-hmm. He's at the rally. You're going to start seeing him more and more, I bet you. They're going to start trumping him up for president in like 20 years or 10 years.
You think so?
Why not? It's a family business.
I don't know. I feel like
they're diversifying.
Like the older brothers seem more like desperate for attention. I feel like if Barron wanted to be famous, he could be famous already if he wanted to.
But they're too tainted. Like he looks fresh. He looks like, oh, this could be the future of America. Yeah, I'm telling
maybe.
You.
Maybe. He's really tall too. So, yeah. So, but I can imagine that happening. I can imagine Kamala doing a press conference and saying, you know, like, I'm as shocked as the nation at the rapid deterioration of, no, she's going to start off saying Joe Biden is a great man. It has to start like Joe Biden is a great man and he's been the most effective president in U.S. history.
She has to pay her fealty first. And
yeah,
then,
first she's got to, you know.
But.
Yeah, but just like the rest of America, I am shocked, I tell you, by the rapid deterioration of Joe Biden. And therefore, I must demand that either Joe Biden resigns his candidacy for president, or I will step down as his vice president.
I mean, obviously they don't want to. Like, obviously the Biden family doesn't want to, but what...
We don't know what they really want, is what I'm saying. No one knows what these people want. Like, they are rich, they're famous, they, you know... What else do they need?
It's like, shame.
So we don't know what else is going on.
Like, they've lived in the social limelight for many, many years. Like, it's shame to like, oh, we got kicked out. I think Joe would feel more proud if like she stuck it through. Like, it's really more about Joe than it is about Joe, to be honest. Like, because she's the one who has to live with Joe's legacy.
She doesn't. She could do whatever she wants. She could divorce the guy if she wants.
Yeah, but she still has a... Yeah,
but why would she? He's a vegetable. It's like she could do whatever she wants and like live off of his reputation until the end of her days. It's a sick, sad time in America.
Sick, sad world.
And Joe Biden is a sick, sad human being. And I would feel sorry for him if he wasn't such a sack of shit.
He doesn't look 73. Wow. Must be a lot of plastic surgery.
Oh, you're going to make... I'm not going to pull up. I'm not
going to look. He doesn't, but it's, you know, it's plastic surgery.
And Botox...
That's what I meant.
Wait, but she, I mean.
Yeah, she looks like she's in her 60s, not her 70s.
She has done very well with this plastic surgery. Like, she has a really good surgeon if she's doing plastic surgery. Because she doesn't look, you know, like super plasticky. She looks just, you know, gracefully old.
Maybe it's all natural.
Except for that neck. She got to do something about that neck.
Wow, you're going to get canceled, Brunch. Bitcoin Brunch is done. They're done.
So I was watching, you ever heard of something called Trajan's Column?
What?
Trajan.
I know Trojan's horse.
Trajan's Column. So Trajan was an emperor in the Rome in the first century AD. And this was like, you know, pretty much at the height of Roman or close to the height of Roman power and expansionism. And this guy Trajan, he was an emperor.
Augustus is the height.
No.
Everything else is just shadowed by his greatness. Kidding, I don't know. Just go.
Like, I mean, Augustus is very important because he was like, him becoming emperor essentially solidified what Caesar had done. So like, despite the fact that the Senate murdered Caesar, like despite the fact that these guys all stabbed Caesar, you know, in a big circle jerk, they still let his adopted son become the next emperor. So, so that is very important in Roman history. There's absolutely no doubt about it. The significance of Augustus, but, you know, Augustus had to deal with in the first several years of his rule with the civil war. You know, the empire was divided and he had to resolve that. And he did. So Trajan was a few generations later. And
I love how I just derailed you.
So Trajan was a few centuries later. I mean, a few generations, not a few centuries, a few generations. And he had to go. He went to war twice in modern day Romania, what was back then called Dacia. And Dacia, it's interesting. So to commemorate or to memorialize this war, invasion, whatever it was, he had this tall column built that all along the column in a ribbon made of marble stone is like a depiction of the campaign. So it's very interesting. So if you look up Trajan's Column, T-R-A-J-A-N, Trajan, this is a really striking landmark in Rome. And
like DLC for a column.
And
north of the Roman Forum. Where is this?
It's in Rome.
Oh, it's Rome.
So it's, you know, it's a tall column and you can actually walk inside of it up to the top. There's a stairwell that goes all the way up to the top. But all the way up, like this thing is like 300 feet high or something like that.
For the time was like pretty big.
Yeah.
Well, other than the...
Even for today, though, like, it's just a notable thing. It's because the whole outside of this column is covered in this, you know, this frieze of, like, the story of the war.
I see it, yeah.
So I spent, like, an hour last night watching a documentary about...
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So last night on YouTube is how that conversation
You know, I love
started.
History. I love art. I love art history. So it was just kind of cool. To watch this documentary, it wasn't a documentary, it was like a scholar just talking about it. The way that Romans depicted themselves, the way that they depicted the things that happened. So there are certain notable, for instance, there are no Roman casualties depicted on the column. So even though you have to imagine that some Romans died during these wars, there was two wars, they don't show any of that. They do show auxiliaries being, you know, injured, and they also show Dacians being injured, but they don't show any Romans. So that's kind of interesting. Trajan, although they show him various times leading cavalry charges, they never show him in any actual battle, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, they always like depict themselves as the civilized fighting the barbarians or someone who's lesser.
That's for sure.
Which I heard that was, I heard an interesting comparison of Biden and Trump, like Biden to some people represent the civilized American, while Trump represents the more more so rough and tough American.
And like, which is so funny.
It's true. It's like these two different ideas of America. And in some ways, you know, everyone's a little bit of both, but
yeah. And they're probably very similar, Trump and Biden, you know?
Oh yeah.
So the fact that they could be interpreted so differently, even though they've, you know, it's funny. Like how Trump could represent the rugged, what do you call it? Pulled yourself by your bootstraps kind of, you know, America, when that's not at all
what Trump. He was.
The guy inherited $100 million from his dad.
Right.
Whatever, you know.
But that's the energy he's drawing from.
Yeah, that's for sure. He's definitely playing. And then if you've seen the NFTs that he did you ever see those?
Oh, the Trump NFTs? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he had himself depicted in all different kinds of ways, like superhero Trump and muscly and all kinds of, you know, it's, and people.
I mean, he named his son a Baron. Come on.
Yeah, I wonder about that sometimes. You know,
you should have named him Augustus.
Augustus. Baron. But what is a barony, right?
Baron von Trump.
What is a barony? Trump.
I'm having a mini conversation with Art there. He's talking about how he supports reparations for victims of the drug war, which are disproportionately black. And I did a dumb little quip. Are you saying you want to house the homeless? No, homeless are usually in that situation due to mental illness. And I thought of my friend Andy from when I used to work at Mattress Firm. I always had homeless people come in. And yeah, I mean, he was definitely mentally ill, but he was also a big time drug addict. So my response was, what if drug use drove their mental illness? Art says, well, if they were persecuted under the rules of the drug war, they'll get paid when they'll get paid when I become king of the world. Sorry.
On the bridge to Brickle.
What is that? Trajan's Column. Oh, yes, there is. I've seen that. I've been stuck at that fucking bridge with the thing up. And there's stuff on the walls.
Interesting. Oh, you know, I want to check that out.
Not as decorative, but.
I think Trajan's Column it's kind of interesting because it's so tall that you really can't see most of the story.
Right. I was looking at that. Has anyone actually gone on drone and looked at the whole thing?
Well, I was trying to find a video
drone footage
of someone starting at the base and slowly working their way around the column. The best I could find, I did find one sort of virtualized version of the column, but it was low resolution. And I'm this makes no sense. How did you guys make this highly interactive, movable, scrolling graphic, but the images are poor quality. It broke.
Maybe your computer just couldn't handle the resolution.
No.
You sure?
Yes.
All right.
Shut up. I love art and I look forward to seeing more art in my
art.
Life.
We love you and we want to see more of you in our life.
Yeah, has Art ever been on the show?
No, remember we were talking about he has to come to the show and he's like, oh, if I ever drive down there on the weekend and blah, blah, blah. And I say you can sleep on the bed with the dog.
Oh, I do recall that. So, you know, Art, you've got an open invitation for a night with a dog and an hour with Chimp and Brunch.
I'll even give him a bath just for you.
The dog? Oh, I thought you were going to give Art a bath.
Him. If Art wants a bath that bad, I got a hose in the back.
Wow. You're going to give your dog a bath, but Art gets the hose. It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
I haven't had it ready. All right, continue. Sorry.
What?
I was going to put music after your little thing.
Uh-huh. That's okay. Well, you can put music now if you like.
No, it's okay. It's almost the end.
Oh, is it almost the end? What does that mean?
55 minutes in.
So what's coming up in your life, Chimp? Anything interesting or annoying going to be happening in your life soon?
Nothing I want to talk about. Just that corporate crap I have to deal with next week.
Oh, yeah? Like a corporate retreat kind of thing?
Not really a retreat because we're still in the office. Like,
it's not somewhere else? It's going to be in your office?
I thought it was going to be at like some hotel, but no, that's... So they are flying everybody in. It's like going to be a ton of people. So yeah, they're paying for everything. So they all go to a hotel, but then they're going to be bused to the office.
Oh God.
Which we have like two large buildings. So it makes sense. Well, why run out of place? Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of like speeches, team building exercises, hopefully good food. Trying to get out as soon as I can.
Hopefully good food, but that has not been confirmed.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's being done by our staff, our chef staff. So it'll be decent. Network champ. Yeah, I could network, but I'm not a networker.
How can you not be a networker? Isn't that how you got your job? By networking, like at your company?
Not really.
No?
No.
It's just all based on performance.
I just did a good job and people recommended me.
Isn't that networking?
Like, or they had no other choices.
the lesser of all evils.
I'm just not a networker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm going to be networking this coming Wednesday. The Marine Industries Association of South Florida is having their monthly members mixer networking event. So I'm going to be going there. I tell you about my buddy.
Voluntarily?
Yeah. I paid like 10 bucks for a ticket.
You're paying for it?
Yeah, I know. It's to like raise money for some organization that like helps
Jews.
People. Some of them might be Jews. Why would you say that?
Zionists.
Why would you say that? This is getting really weird.
It started with trans.
I do not condone Chimp's anti-Semitism.
Anti-Semitism?
There was a suggestion.
I know several Jewish people for your information.
Did I introduce you to all of them?
No.
Okay. There was an interesting...
I see them on the street all the time. They wear those funny
in our
hats.
Neighborhood, yeah. So there was a suggestion. I wish I could find it. That the reason why Trump was shot was because he recently criticized Netanyahu.
Okay.
They were like, coincidence? I think not. Or something like that. God, I wish I could find it. Oh, man. Look at this picture.
Oh, shoot.
Like all this blood on Trump's face. This is just, it's...
Damn, ChatGPT is getting pretty good.
The memes are going to be out of this world.
Like, I would have loved to have been in that meeting. Like, they have all the shots of this and like, okay, which one's the best? It doesn't make you look weak, but it does make you look like you're in pain and you went through something. No, not that one. Oh, that one. That one. That's perfect. Look, I was like, I'm yelling at all the fucking progressives. Oh,
oh man.
That's hilarious.
You know, he's okay. But some guy got his brains splattered all over the place.
Oh, I hope they paid him. I hope he bought Bitcoin with that money before he went into the hereafter.
Let's see. This is Trump's
statement. Or she could have been a female shooter.
Trump released the following statement. I want to thank the United States Secret Service and all of law enforcement for their rapid response on the shooting that just took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. So obviously Trump was in on it too. Most importantly, I want to extend my condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed and also to the family of another person that was badly injured. It is incredible that such an act can take place in our country. No, it's not. Nothing is known at this time about the shooter who is now dead. Yeah, probably because they blew his face off. I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I mean, doesn't this seem like a sharpshooter?
Yeah, exactly. Like they hired a good guy.
You know, nothing. I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately something was wrong in that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin.
I don't see him agreeing to that.
So I realized then what was happening. God bless America.
I really don't see him agreeing to doing that.
To being shot? They probably didn't tell him about that part. Huh. You know, they're probably
Are you implying that there's somebody above Trump controlling everything? Are you implying that there's a deep, deep state?
Yeah.
A deeper state?
There is a deeper state.
Show title.
There was a deeper state.
And now we get on the show.
Okay, sounds good. So thank you all for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, shit, wrong one.
Oh, God.
Thank you everyone for joining us.
Music on this Saturday Night Lit. It was quite a hoot, quite an adventure today.
Don't forget to hop on your modern podcast app and send us the
boost.
Because we are wanting the sats. Hey, Bitcoin's on sale.
Send us the sats.
Buy Bitcoin. This is financial advice.
Until next time, this has been Captain Brunch.
And Chimp signing out. I'm going to go wag my tail in the direction of a nice comfy mattress.
Saturday.